Welcome. This is Dr. Rob Voyle, Director of the Clergy Leadership Institute, welcoming you to this webinar. In today's class, we'll present an overview of the search process and then explore what we need to see and do in order to ensure that a congregation is actually ready to conduct a search. Now, to think of the search process as a whole, one of the models that I use to understand that is the call of Matthias that you can find in the Acts of the Apostles. And I'm just going to read through the story of how Matthias was called. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. Now, just from a cursory reading of that scripture would seem that all we need to do when a church is looking for a pastor is find some candidates, say a prayer, cast some lots, and figure out who's been chosen. Well, that's a very simplistic understanding of what has gone on in that reading. And I would actually say that there are three core things that the apostles have done, but those three core things are actually set within a much wider context, which I would call they know what their purpose is. And so it's because of their purpose that they need to actually call a new apostle or a replacement for Judas. The purpose of the disciples is to bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus. So with that purpose in mind, now they're going to set about finding a replacement for Judas. Now, in my experience of being both an interim minister and being a search consultant, one of the things that I'm very aware of is the vast majority of congregations really do not have a clear understanding of what their purpose is. They just see their next job is to get a new pastor. And so they're wandering around searching, but they're not clear as to why even they would be searching other than they need a pastor. And that means they're also not very clear about what they expect that pastor to do. So, with the clear idea of what the purpose is, then there are three steps that the apostles go through. They actually set a search criteria. And the primary criteria was that the person must have accompanied them throughout Jesus' ministry, and they must have borne witness to Christ's resurrection. Now, these criteria are then used for the next task, where they've done some kind of assessment of potential candidates, and they come up with two. So they've assessed people with respect to that search criteria and found two people who meet those criteria. And then they engage in a discernment process. And they drew lots. What we do is, in many ways, vote. And I'm not sure, the important thing here is that when you're doing discernment, whether you're voting, coming to a consensus, drawing lots, you want to be making that discernment process based on the fact that either two candidates could do the task. And one of the things that will often happen, and for example, is people can get very interested in discerning which person is called without ever considering whether the person is actually capable of performing the task. So we can see there are three clear steps. Setting the criteria, which is actually based in the core purpose of the congregation. Then you need to assess clergy skills and abilities to perform the tasks that have been described in the criteria. And then, from a list of qualified candidates, then you're going to discern a call and discern who is called by God to come and serve as your pastor. So those are the three steps. And in our search manual, Assessing Skills and Discerning Calls, we provide skills and or strategies and skills to be able to do all three of those particular things. Set the criteria within the context of a clear understanding of purpose. Assessing the competence, the skills of the various candidates with respect to that those criteria. And then some strategies to help you discern. Now, assessing skills is actually a fairly objective task. It's something that we should all be able to see whether the person has actually got the skill to do a specific thing. What we will find is that discernment is in many ways highly subjective. And we will need to use very different questions to help provide the information on which we can discern whether assess whether someone's skilled or discern whether someone's called. So in assessing skills and discerning calls, we provide very different information and strategies for you to be able to make that distinction between assessing whether someone's competent to perform a task and then discerning whether they're called to perform that task in your congregation or setting.